Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. The Torah Kedusha Parshas Vayakel. Moshe gets together, call of Klai Yisrael, and he tells them, and we mentioned this last week, this week, tells them about Shabbos, about the Mishkan, all the different tivuyim in the din of the Mishkan, and then he ends off after Moshe Rabbeinu had Vayakel, he put them into a kehila and then had told them all the different mitzvahs, Shabbos and Mishkan. So the pasuk ends off pasuk chav, Vayetzu kol adas bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe. They all went out milifnei Moshe, from in front of Moshe. So obviously, this needs beer. Why does the pasuk have to tell us that they all went out milifnei Moshe? Obviously, if they went inside to go in front of Moshe, they left. They left when they finished. Moshe finished. They went out. They have to tell us all the steps, how many steps they climbed, and how they went out. Vayetzu, they came in. So obviously they left. We don't find anywhere in the Torah such a lashon that Vayetzu milifnei Moshe. Lashon milifnei Moshe also very shvei. The Archaim is oyem advancing Archaim. What's from milifnei Moshe? Vayetzu, God asked Bnei Yisrael, what's milifnei Moshe? So he's saying, so that's stam horror, but the Archaim is already addresses that horror. And Bastami, he addresses this horror also, he's addressing, because he says first, what's Vayetzu, God asked Bnei Yisrael? Peyo shi yotzu kulam ke echo bezrizus, lahavi. That's why Vayetzu wants to tell that as soon as they heard from Moshe, they went out mizrizus to do the avoda, to go bring milifnei Moshe, peyush milafanav kodesh shita mishus lam milafanav. The first Tzarachaim says that's before he even gave them mishus to get up. They just mam charged out of there, right? They charge animal. We know the Gemara says she ain't rishus at all. Lama lefnei rabba el achitin lerishus. You're not allowed to get out. You're not allowed to respond until the Rebbe gives rishus. You're not supposed to just jump. You're supposed to wait till the Rebbe says, okay, you can leave now. Donu Yisrael ki kisha amal ab kuma yitchem truma beforehand v'gom hadvar of kilo amahem lamoidu. If he told them what to do, it's kilo like he told them. In Munach, in his word, was that you get up. You're right. The right thing they should have done is waited till Moshe gave them a shus to go. But since at the end of the day, the Maisa, there was Avas Hadova, they were so inspired to go do the Avodas HaMishkan, but the Chaim HaKodesh was killed by Shura. They just ran out. They didn't have time to do it because of Dick. Oy Gnira, a third Pshat, he says, interesting to learn the Chaim. She discovered the Haktim Lebal Yelech Moshe. Unbelievable that. The Chaim says, they were nervous. Because Moshe was a very Osher Godel Hoya. Moshe was a Moyadik, a rich man. The Gemara says in the Doran, So they ran out of it before Moshe was fed. They're afraid Moshe's going to give everything for the Mishka. So he ran out of their mamish. John charged out of their mamish. Like it's looking, you know, we're going towards lunch. Anyway, is there Yosef Lefonim? Pedro del Oimrod, Vizois Lefonim, Koidim Lot. I mean, that's what happened with Lefnei Moshe. They charged out of the room quickly because they were afraid Moshe is a more wealthy man and he has such a chesed b'Torah. So Moshe would give everything. So Milifnei Moshe, they were mocked him in front of Moshe to go bring the all these pshatim are beautiful. Now, so the kasha though still stands to see the archives also, what's Vayetzu, what is the Torah? We never found such a lashon ever. And all the place where Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, that after he spoke, then they left in front of Moshe. What's the pshat? So I once saw, I once maybe said part of a Shavuot, I don't know if we said a Shavuot, because I'm usually not here this time of year, so I don't know if we had a chance to say in the Shavuot in recent times, maybe, but could be. But anyway, there's a vort from Elia Lopian, a beautiful vort, and we want to expand on that vort. He says, what's V'yetzu kol adas b'nei l'fnei Moshe? It's up to the Levi L'yol, that he says, Moshe l'mo adavid daima. He says, you have a guy, and he's walking in the street, and l'maisi, you see him staggering. Mom is walking like it's not so normal walk. Staggering around, tripping, walking in a zigzag direction. Now there's three stores that are in this town. There's a barber shop, pizza shop, and a salon. Saloon. Right, a saloon. The barber shop is the salon. Saloon. Right, that's what I'm saying. The barber shop. There's a salon and a saloon. Next to the salon is the saloon. So which way you put the O? The extra O. O, oi. Anyway, the saloon in this next door, or the bar mitzvah. I don't know if it's such a mitzvah, but it's for sure a bar. So the maisa, he has, so about there, it's knickers, you can tell if the guy's staggering, unless he got, you know, unless the barber was an Italian barber and he gave him a shot of whiskey. The maisa, we know he was at the bar. He had what to drink. From Mela, Dino is nicker for a person, how a person comes out, even if you didn't see him go, he actually leave that store, that place, but it's nicker, it's recognizable where he came from, the way he's walking out. So this is the pshat also. That was nicker. A lot of people were there, so I don't know, but it was nicker. That Klal Yisrael had been in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that they went out. Milifnei Moshe, the Torah is telling us that there was nikah that would be in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the way they walked out from this Moshe Rabbeinu, from being in the presence of Moshe, was nikah on them. That they had been now in the presence of Moshe. And it was able to be able, it was shown in their actions when they left Moshe, that this very recently, previously, they were by in front of Moshe. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Then he goes on to a shmuz, which is nogeya for us, for those who have been as manim shmuz. You're going home. We're going home now, Rabbi Yisai. For the Bein Hazmanim, even if we're not going home, it's those who are staying in Israel. The Zorcha to stay in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. We have to realize that we represent the Torah. We represent not Stam Torah, but B'nai Torah represent people that were learning in Oisik B'Torah. And those who are learning Torah means that when they leave, they show that they're where they were Koidah. Chutzun the Mesil Shishon says Stam every Ben Torah. Any person that learns Torah, the more he learns, obviously. But the Pshat being in the presence of Torah, the presence of Meridika, light of Torah, B'Yisai, it has to show itself, express itself. In the Maisim Bachutzah B'Yisai. Now when a person's outside, and when a person's in the streets, or wherever he is, it has to be Nika that Milifnei Haksois, Milifnei Anisivis, Milifnei HaChumash and Rashi, Milifnei, that you're in this presence of Torah that has to be Mashpia and show itself. And when a person goes back to Chutzlarts and his parents, this is the way I sent you to yeshiva. What did you gain over there? 32 pounds. That's all I gained. I became an Adam Gadol. Different perush in Adam Gadol. There's different perush in Adam Gadol. There's this way also. So, you know, wow, you've changed a little bit. Yeah, my pants got a lot tighter. But anyway, Lamai says, at the end of the day, but that's not the kavanah of us. Vayigdala ish, that a person leaves yeshiva when he goes back. What is that? The sweetness, the beauty, the geschmack, the edelkeit, the diktuk in mitzvahs, the diktuk in midos. What is that? That's what has to show. What is that? Has to come out. It has to be nikah that we're in yeshiva. What is that? Because this is what Torah is. Be'etzem, Torah is lahoyrois. But chutz from that. The etzem hashpah of Torah Rabbeisa is something that's supposed to have gone into us, and be'ez Hashem, be makrin to others of us, that seem to sweetness of Torah Rabbeisa, and has a tremendous effect of Rabbeisa. Not only how Yeshiva Bocha acts inside his house, Rabbeisa, but even in the streets, in the shul, wherever he goes, Rabbeisa, it makes an impression. It makes a tremendous impression. We don't realize, Rabbeisa, when we walk around, we're representing the Torah. It's Milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we represent the Torah, we can have a tremendous impact on people around us. Whether here in Eretz Yisrael State or in Chutzlot, wherever you go, Rabbeisa, it can have tremendous effect. They see the geschmack, they see the beauty of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, of a Ben Torah, Rabbeisa. It can have an unbelievable effect on people, Rabbeisa. They see the beauty of us. I always say over this Maisa, I said over maybe many, I don't know if I said it recently, but this Maisa, I don't know if he still is a Rav, there's a Rav today in America somewhere. If he's still a Rav, but he was a Rav last time I checked many years ago, a Rav in America who became a Rav all because of Yeshiva Bachar, how they acted, how they showed the geschmack of what a Bnei Torah are, Rabbi. And I know this Maisa firsthand because it happened at Reb Shalom's wedding about 32 years ago in Atlanta, Georgia. We had went down on Yud Alef Nissan, was the chasna of Reb Shalom Applebaum. She came year ago. So Kitzo, so the Maisa, his chasna was in Atlanta, Georgia on Yud Alef Nissan. And we obviously flew down, my brothers and I flew down, and the Maisa, the Chasana was in Atlanta Chasana, not so, you know, common for Yeshiva Bach. I guess Atlanta has a beautiful community. Feldman Shlita did a great job, but it was more of a Baal Tshuva's community, and people with, you know, with people that were unaffiliated, and then slowly he got them into it. But he made them into people that had appreciation of Ada for Torah and Yerushalayim. But there were a lot of people that were just, you know, learning the basics. And we had come down to the wedding. Reb Scheinberg also, Zichron Levrach, was able to come to beside the Kedusha at the wedding. It was a tremendous bracha. The Rishiva came down, the Agav Orcha. There was a tremendous drought at that time in the whole South. It was a tremendous drought. And Reb Scheinberg came for one, just for that night, and they would have told me to the next morning. And the Maisa that night, that it rained like buckets. No, I was not shy. It was unbelievable. It rained and poured. It was mamash. It was like something very unique. It was for a long time. I don't think even the forecast was for rain. The kitzur, whatever it was mamash pouring. And besides that, there were three Nebuch ladies. Or Nebuch, not now. There were ladies that were akaros. Three ladies that were a chorus and the Maisa that they all got brachos on the Shiva, and they all were able to have children the next year. So Maisa, the bracha was awesome in the Vinoya. But b'chutz of that, there was a lot of Yeshiva brachos came down. There was even a bracha. His name was Meir Kramer. He drove all the way from Philadelphia. He's from Philadelphia. He drove all the way down. And the Maisa, the chasna, was very labored. Hagam, there was no band. It was in Atlanta at that time. The Maisa, there was, it wasn't like you had these major bands that were coming down, and my parents weren't afford to bring down Yaakov Shweki or whatever. I don't know if he was born yet, but anyway, so what happened was they have the local band of Atlanta. Who was it? A 70-year-old lady. Play something, yeah. Okay, that was maybe the play something, you know, a little bit more yeshivish. Simon Tavel. Okay. Anyway, the Bachur made it very Leibedik. One of the Rebbeim came down, he was singing together with this lady playing, you know, the 80-year-old lady playing Hava Nagila. Anyway, the kids about the Bachur dance through the night. Mamish with the tremendous espouse, the Bachur came. A lot of Bachur came. Anyway, the kids, this boy later on said, he was a modern boy. I remember the boy, he was a neighbor of the Kala. And Lamaisi, he was a stickle modern, I mean, whatever, Atlanta style. And he was so impressed by the Yeshiva Bachram that he decided to go to Yeshiva next year. He wasn't thinking about it in Eretz Yisrael. And he went on to become a Rav, Rabbi Yisrael. He went on to become a Rav. And it was all because the impression But they were, the impression that they gave about Scheinberg was there also, but he was very involved for the dancing, the yeshiva, the edelkeit, the yeshiva, how the simcha they have for the chosin and the beautiful wedding. But so we don't understand, we don't realize that we represent the Torah in such a stark oifa, and we can affect Torah. When you go out the street, it doesn't have to be in Atlanta, Georgia, it could be at Shalom's Falafel Shop in Ben Yehuda. It's even an Israeli rabbi side, or Israelis, or whoever it is. Rabbi say, you show yourself that you represent Torah in the midos, the fine kind, the edelkeit. Rabbi side, this is what Torah is. As the Gemara says, that they see a person learns Torah more in Yuma Peivav. Ashri Rabbi Shalom the Torah, Ashri Aviv Shalom the Torah. People see the beauty of Torah, Rabbi said, which it is beauty. It can make a tremendous effect. Is when a person leaves the yeshiva, it has to be apparent on your face where you were, Rabbi said. And if you walk into your house drunk, so you know what the yeshiva is all about. You can tell what the yeshiva is about. To get every Friday night in the Baner's mind, he gets stone drunk, Ramish. He's laying out all over the floor and he has a puddle underneath him of different types of beverages in the puddle. And Levice, so his parents really get to take a big, how much you've gained this ma, you've grown this ma. Unbelievable. Unbelievable Oynik Shabbos. I never saw Oynik Shabbos like this. This is what they've taught you in yeshiva, to be a master in Oynik Shabbos. And you're such a medaktik in the mitzvah of Shina B'Shabbos Tainug, 27 hours straight. Mamish. Chazon Yish Shir of Shina B'Shabbos Tainug. You go in, he's like, and this minute he says, one guy told me, he sleep on Shabbat, he has the minute of the Amshin of a Rebbe. He sleeps till Tuesday. But anyway, Bekitza, Sevishal Dabar, so Lemaisel, but Lefnei Moir, Rabbi Say, we have a tremendous achrayas, the Torah has to be Mashpia, Rabbi Say. But Lemaisel, I wanted to add this shit to this board, Lemaisel, because the Kasha still is begging to be asked, Lemaisel, okay, so this is the void, but Lefnei Yitzim, Lefnei Moisha, it was apparent of the beautiful void that it was apparent that they had gone from. But Lemaisel, we still have the Kasha, why Dafka over here? The Torah said, so the Pasha, you could say, because the Rashi brings the beginning of Kisisa, that Rashi brings it at the beginning of the parish of Ayak, I'm sorry, that this was the Mochus Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu just come down with the Luchos. Alamai said this was the first Sivoy Batsam. After Luchos Shnias, this was the first Sivoy. If you went on the Mishkan and Shabbos, and Mela, this was the first time after Luchos Shnias that Moshe Rabbeinu went off together. So Mela, over here, the Torah is emphasized by Yeitzum Lefnei Moshe. But I want to say even more, Rabbi Sai. We could say a Gevaldik Knech, Rabbi Sai. And that is, as a Batsam, it's not only the fact, but Lamaisa Moshe Rabbeinu had given them Sivuyim more, per se for Shmoyz we have it. So you say maybe this is more, it was after Kabbalah Satorah, about it was a different level. So I want to be Masbid, everybody say, in a different way. Lamaisa, we find the Meridi Gezach, this which Ramesh Lefizah comes out of Meridi. Lamaisa, she stayed in Parashkas Kisista, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the Har. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a different face. We'll tell you about it. Moshe gave tzivuyim, but again, this is not the level. This is all my own Torah, so you can't blame it on him. Anyway, but the Ma'aseh, he came down, and the Torah tells about Hebrews. Moshe behind Sinai, Parash, Kisir, Shnei Luchos, Oyed is beyond Moshe Britam and Har. Moshe lo yoda ki kol an all upon of b'dav liita. Moshe Rabbeinu had a different face. Rabbi said his face was an andra face. It was a face of Koran or Panov. There was a krina, a certain shine on the face, a different whole shine. It didn't look, Moshe Rabbeinu did look different. And it says in the passage that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael, the boy Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem Adabi Itoi, Yosef Samai, he had to put a mask on it because they weren't allowed to steer it because it had shchina. It was the face of shchina. Yosef Samai Svat Seisev, Yosef Adibel, but Yisrael is a tshuva. Rashi explains that when he spoke to Tzivuyim to Klal Yisrael, he took off the mask and they were able to stare at his face and then and they would look at the coroner upon us. Is a male of Fizera by side. It's Meridik. This was the Tzivu Yotzim Lefnei Moshe that they were in the presence of the Shechina. It was a different presence of Lefnei Moshe. The feed is void, it's unbelievable. Davka, here it's daika. Because this is the first time that they received the tzivoy after the din of Karan Apoisha. So when they left the face of Moshe, the pshat was, it was a different whole mitzias of leaving in front of Moshe. Feed the brother of Eric with the brother of Rebbe Elopia. When they left, Moshe wasn't stamped, the Moshe apparently they went. Obviously there was Gevaldika Ashpoh, always when Moshe spoke to them. Moshe was the rabbi in Shal Yisrael, but over here there was a Davka Evers with they Moshe because the face of Moshe was makrin. The Shechina was on his face. The pun of Shal Moshe. Milifnei Moshe, more of a drash over here. From the front of the Milifnei Moshe. The face of Moshe. It was an under face. It was the face of Karan Arponov. I want to go even deeper of this. What was the Krinas or of the face of Moshe? Where did it come from? So Rashi Kisisa says, what's the Pshat? So Rashi, where did it come? Kikorn? He didn't know Kikorn. Rabbi Seinu Amru, min ha-ma'oro shenosha kodesh me'yodo ha-ponov shenem v'sakoy sichapi. That when a Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over, when he passed over, Moshe asked to see the Kvod. So when he passed by, so he put his hand, but the Gemara says in Megillah that there was a tzidkis, a small little crack that went in, and that was Karan from that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see v'achoyrai. And the Maisa from that was the Queen Asor going to Rashi. Rabbi Sein who say it was Queen Asor was from that. What was that, Rabbi Isaac? So Rashi, the Pasuk says, what was the, what would happen by the Maisa when Hashem passed by? Let's go deep, go back. Shteta on the Parsha when Hashem passed over. What was the, you saw it over there? Vayoyim Moshe ma Moshe. Gam asadov ha-asa asher dibat ha-asim ha-sichem be-einai ve-edoch ha-beshem. Vayoyim ha-reinu as-kvoidecha. Vayoyim ha-ani a-avir kol tuvi. Al panecha, kol tuv Hashem. As God the Chazal Mida as tuvcha, the toiv of Hashem, the chanun v'rachum, the fact that a person is able to see and be merachem and have mercy and have feeling for somebody else, to think about something else or somebody else. The lashon of the Sfarnoi. There's no kilos, no tzuris saris ayin. It's a toll of tuvcha to be able to give out, to be able to give to somebody else without any holding back, any tzuris ayin. So that was Karan Arponov. So Moiridik of voice, the Fizek came to Moiridik, by Yetzel of name Moshe, they left Moshe. Moshe just now gave the tzivoy to go what? To be able to give. To give without any nidva slave. They had to give a nidva slave. They were in Lifnei Moshe. What was Lifnei Moshe? If he was saying, is the Karan Arpana. The Karan Arpana was Midas Tuvcha that came at that moment. That Midas Tuvcha that was shining on Moshe Rabbeinu was mashpi on them. Midas Tuvcha. What does it say right after the pasuk they left Moshe? Moedik. Zokhtaraz, Vayyoho kol isha shenasol liboy, v'choshanot v'ruchoy. Where did that come from? So it's Moiridik. The Vayetzu is not just Stam. The Vayetzu is Mehemchach to the Vayetzu of Pasuk. That since the Vayetzu we call it as Pnei Moshe. What's the Pnei Moshe? The Pnei Moshe was Koran or Ponav. From what? From Sakoy Sikapi, which was Midas Tuvcha. Midas Tuvcha, Ocho and Asher Ocho and Merachim. It's the Sfarna of the Bli Kilos. Nidvas Lei, Bli Tzoros Ayin, Bechlal, Tol, Midas Tuvcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to give to the Mishkan with a total nidva slave. There's no, not by force, nidva slave. How is that? What nigram? To the koyach of the Karan Arponav, which was the light of Midas Tuvcha that Moshe Ben had received. And since he had received and they were Yotzul Milifnei Moshe, so the Ashpov, the Lifnei Moshe, was Mashpia on Klal Yisrael to now to be able to give the Midas Tuvcha without any kilos. It's Vayov Oyo Kalisha Shenesol Liboy. So the presence of Moshe wasn't just Stam, a very nice bar from Bnei Eliyahu, they left Moshe. But no, the whole Dao, the Torah is telling us that being over here had enough to mean a Lamaisa. Because being in the presence of Moshe's Karan or Ponav, he was saying, was the whole Siva of Avivel Kalisha Shanot Velucho. Because that was the Hashpah of Karan or Ponav, Midas Tuvcha, Belief Kilos of Tzarasayim. And Mela, that was Nigram, a Yotzim of Nei Moshe. And Mela, like the Aruch Chaim says, they ran out of there quickly to just give. Benidras Libam. because they had already been mushpa, being in the presence of the great Moshe Rabbeinu's Pnei Moshe, which was Koran or Ponim, Rabbi Yisrael. This is this year's Kiddush. But the Maisa for us, the Nafkarina, Rabbi Yisrael, two Nafkarinas, Rabbi Yisrael. I spoke about this time. We have to understand leaving Torah. Whenever we leave Torah, Torah is all about Midas Tuvcha, Zibane Shlom's Rotzon. It's the Midas and everything that comes from Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to be makrin it, to give it to others. But it also, Rabbi Yisrael, from here we learn a big yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael, that be around great people, Rabbi Yisrael, to hang around great people, Rabbi Yisrael. Now, Lamaisa, this is also a time of year where a person has the opportunity, especially those staying in Eretz Yisrael, which is a lot of, here, to go around to see Gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael. And a lot of times we go to Gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael, and what do we come out with? Oh man, you gotta see my album. Pictures. That's about it. A good picture. Sometimes we try, we ask the rabbi, can we put your arm around you? And here's some bamba, you know, here, you can eat this bamba, maybe we get a bamba commercial out of you. And you put the gadol, imamish make the gadol, okay, you put a baseball cap on the gadol, you know, we want to take a picture together. In the presence of a gadol, what does the guy walk away with? This album. That's what he walks away with. A gadol is a shechina. The gadol is a makom for shechina, it's a makom for shechina. When even the Gemara says that Rashi brings that a person is in the presence, Rashi brings that Yisro Mlefnei Ashkir, Rashi says in Parashas Yisro, right? Rashi brings from the Chazal the Seif Brachos 64a. The Gemara says over there in the end of Rishon that Yisro by Yovoi Yisro the Chol. What does it say? Everybody says Yovoi Yoyah. What's the Loshin? You go eat a suda with a Tamil person because I once get invited for Shabbos to Chaim Kanievsky. I can't wait to go. I like the Rebbetzin soup. The guys used to go to the now the Nebuch the Rebbe's not around, but he used to go, he wants to eat. So basically the presence of a God, Rabbi Yisrael, you should walk away with this border, Rabbi Yisrael. Brother has to walk away. There's a mokum shchina, Rabbi Yisrael. An enemy suda. Not talking whether you go to a place to the Rashir of the Rashiva of a God and you hear his discourse on Shnaim Ursa Vitalis, Shita Srai, Machlogish Rashi and Tosfos. From there and get shchina. Watch him eating chopped liver. She says when he's eating chopped liver on a cracker. That's what it says. Raji said you're eating, watching the girl eating chopped liver on a cracker. He has a little bit, gets on his straw over here. He wipes it off. Shechina shorishon, boy said. You're in the presence of Shechina. You, how do you walk away from that meal? What do you come away from that meal with, Rabbi Yisrael? A burp. What do you come away from the meal with? You can't wait for a meal from a Gola, but your presence of Shkina, you have to take that away. You're the presence of Shkina, take away the midas. The person got into a Chaim Kani, he has to get a bracha. He went into a Chaim to get a thing. Rabbi said, whatever the bracha was, Rabbi said, you're in the presence of Shkina, in the presence of an Olam Gola, the Shkina Shoyrisham, Rabbi said. There's an or upon of Rabbi said. And the person that goes to a Gola, Rabbi said, it's an unbelievable experience afterwards. Let's try to capture it in the picture. At least in the picture, he doesn't realize you have the chance to misbind it, to take out Rabbi Yisrael, the aura play upon of Rabbi Yisrael. And the second thing is Rabbi Yisrael, that to learn out is to hang around great people, Rabbi Yisrael. Be around great people. If you're in Ben Azman, Rabbi Yisrael, there are Rabbanim also. They might not be the level of this girl that you know, Rabbi Yisrael, but there are Rabbanim, Mechoshevi Yidin, and Tamil Echon, Rabbi Yisrael. You hang around there, being in that presence, Rabbi Yisrael. You hang around Moko and Feshchina, Rabbi Yisrael. Hang around people, you're going to learn good midas. You hang around, we're going to learn good. And the Stam Dashpa, Mokum, where Tamachokum is Shari, and the enemy Slusha Tamachokum doesn't say God Alador, Tamachokum, Shechina Shari Sham, Rabbi Yisrael. So a person goes back to his state, he has Tamil Chacham around, the great Tamil Chacham in the city, in many cities, in America, wherever, there are many great Tamil Chacham, Rabbi Yisrael. You have a Benes Man, you have a, you want to unwind. And like I say, in Eretz Yisrael, you have a tremendous opportunity. This is the time, Rabbi Yisrael, not in the middle of my own. Now I have to go to Chaim Kanievsky now. It's the fourth day of Iyar. I decide I'm going now. Chavad Rom Hatzmaut. I have to go now to, what's it called, to Chaim Kanievsky. there's Zman, there's other time, but Bein Azman is a time to go, you can go to the Gedolim, you go around great people, you look for great people, but hang around them, but say, the Hashpa is not only the Torah they give over, I have to give a vort for a Chai, it's not even just being in their presence, but say, learn, just seeing what they're being around them, and being Nana, from the Shrim HaShchina that's there, but say, you should walk away with a different impression. Here the Klal Yisrael walked away from the Koran or Panov, and every time a Chacham has the Rabbi Yisrael, has a Mokom of Shechina, that Shoyra by the Rabbi Yisrael, the Shechina is Shoyra, by the Talmid HaChamim, by the Sudis, Kamash and Kamakom and Kavachoyim, in their rooms where they're learning Rabbi Yisrael, the Ashpa of the Mokom, where Talmid HaChacham learns Rabbi Yisrael, the same famous Maizah, I mean, the whole Maizah, but they said it was a Yid, once it was in Europe somewhere in Vilna, wherever he was, and all of a sudden he got this big urge. It was after the ruins, and he got this big urge to daven, and later on he found out that was the place where the Goyim used to daven. The whole Mokum that the Goyim davened in, everybody said, that Mokum forever and ever changed. It makes Hashpa. The same famous word with the Ponevich of Rav's word, Yosef Meshicha. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, the Yosef Meshicha, Vayas Reach Begodov. Out to be God of the Boigdov. See the Reach, Toiv of the Boigdov. Yosef Mashiach, the Gemara says, that when the Romans came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so they said you didn't know what's going on, so they sent a Yid inside. Yosef Mashiach, who was a Koifer, Mamash Amumar, Lahachis, and they said, you go inside, go in and show that we don't care what's going on in the basement, and whatever you find inside, whatever you want, it'll be yours. So he went inside and he went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mokoyim, the Gemara says, Markus, Mokoyim, Shazor, no one's, Shem Yerachim, Yosef Mashiach, the Koifer, the Mumma, Achiz, doesn't Machal Shabbos, but Vahesia, he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Kodesh, they say, whatever you want, and he came out with the Menorah. So afterwards, they said, no, it's not ain't derech lahed yot v'shtamish with such a big thing. We'll take that. Go inside and take something else, a little smaller. So he said, I'm not going in. I'm not going in again. He said, what are you not going in? What are you not going in? You want your head to roll from here down to the Kotel? They'll pick up your head and bring it to Eshet Torah. What do you want your head to roll down right now? Yeah, you'll go in. He said, no, I'm not going in. And they took him and they made him mamash mishun on him. So the Ponovich Rav is there. What's the pshat? He was mamash. All of a sudden, he said, the Hashpa of the Makom Kodesh, just being in there one time, went in the first time, he took out the Menorah. But the Hashpa of the Kedushas HaMakom had Hashpa even on Yosef Mashiach, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the Yisod, Rabbi Yisrael, being in a Makom where you're around Tamid HaChom, Rabbi Yisrael. You should always aspire, no matter what you do in life, to fight, be misavik, ba'afrak, lamb, be around them, Rabbi Yisrael. You get the Hashpa, even if you don't understand what they're talking about, you get the Hashpa, unbelievable Hashpa, Rabbi Yisrael. The people that used to hang around Rav Scheinberg, they weren't Dafka people that were sitting and learning, Rabbi Yisrael. They weren't people that were the Makaboy and the hung around. They weren't people that sitting and learned all that. But the Hashpa, that just being around the Rashiva, was mashpi on them, mashpi on them, mashpi on them, they would change people, Rabbi Yisrael. And any time a Chochor, Rabbi Yisrael, you should try to hang around them, Rabbi Yisrael. The Ziv HaShchin is there, you can be inspired, Rabbi Yisrael, maybe more than a Shmuz, the Shchin is there, Rabbi Yisrael. Look for Tamil Chom to hang around, to be nana from the Avad, Mishamish Tamil Chom, is Gival, the Gemara says. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, just being in the Dalai Lama's around them, calling them enemy Suda, being at a Suda from a Tamil Chom, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a different world, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zerch HaBeis HaShem, to take the Hashpois at the Beis HaMedrash with us, wherever we go, to be Nikar on us, that we're Bnei Torah, and looked always to get the Hashpois of the Talmid HaChacham, Rabbi Yisrael, the Pnei Moshe, when Moshe, the Gemara says, Moshe Shapikom, and that's the Talmid HaChacham of the door, the Pnei Moshe of the door is the Talmid HaChachamim, that we should take that Hashpa with us and be able to always improve and grow for that Ziv HaShchina until we're Zerach to Mashiach Sikeinim Heim.